solo.
Going solo. Carl goes solo with the UFC report.
Oh, I thought I'm not wearing any underpants right now.
That's going commando.
Oh, okay.
But you got to go solo with the UFC report because I didn't see it. You saw it. I was working.
Yeah.
I'm a working man. I'm a working man. Remember that for later.
Okay. Why? We're going to rush on the album?
No, no, no. I was just. That's what I'm going to play.
Why would you? Anywho, there was a great UFC. We saw TJ Dillashaw face off against Joe Soto. A lot of people disappointed that Hendon just couldn't make the weight. He was fainting. Yeah. And Hendon didn't
redeem his title?
No.
He deserves to have a title shot.
Though there was a great challenger that stepped up in Joe Soto, who put on a real good fight. I thought TJ was going to go right through him, but he had great striking defense, man. This guy had a record of 15-2 going into this fight. He ended up getting finished in the fifth, but it was all in all a great fight, and his stock rose in the UFC, and I look forward to seeing him fight again.
I've never heard of Joe Soto before. Has he ever fought in the UFC before?
He hasn't, no.
Really?
Like when they were showing, you know, to all the other fighters at the beginning of the card, beginning of the pay-per-view, and they had him, and there's no highlights for him. He's just throwing some hands.
Hi, I'm Joe Soto. I'm going to be fighting cool, for man. The championship.
He's dangerous. He's pretty tough. He caught TJ with a couple nice overhand rights. But the champion, again, the real champion now as he defends his title for the first time.
Dillashaw.
TJ, man, he's the man. He's one of the greatest guys with footwork, man. Dwayne Ludwig has done wonders for the camp of Team Alpha Male, man. Their footwork has improved by so much. They're learning how to mix
Team
up
Alpha
levels.
Male? Is this their second champ? That was their first championship, I remember.
Yeah, that was the first
championship. I remember when that happened.
You remember? And then there was that meme going around of Uriah Faber. It's just, poor Uriah, man.
He fought him so many times, he couldn't do it.
Yeah, I think he's actually only lost title fights.
Wow.
But I think that's a true fact still to this day, yeah. And it was for a while. Anyway, it was a great UFC card. We look forward to see Hennin back in a bit, but until now, it's just a reign by TJ Dillashaw.
Woohoo! Can't wait for you to see him fight again. Thank you for that UFC report, Carl.
Boop!
Now I'm all caught up, and I found out that I lost my money, my life savings.
Who did you put your money on?
I put my life savings on Hendon Barão for the championship. It was only $40. Next time it'll be more, because I have a job!
Hey!
I work at CKPG!
So now you're going to pay
five.
All your money.
High five! Yeah! I'm going to spend all my money on UFC because I'm a working man by Rush.
Hey, yes. Okay.
You loved and rescued me and took me just this side of heaven. And if an angel spoke to me, I couldn't be more surprised. You loved and comforted me and took me just this side of heaven. You shine your light all around my life, and heaven meets me in your eyes. Hey, you don't know what you started. Hey, I'm glad you stuck around. Hey, leading by my side, and we can build a love heaven can't deny. You loved and comforted me and took me just this side of heaven.
David Wilcox, just the side of heaven. Before that, Rush, Working Man. We're in the middle of a segment I like to entitle The Midnight Vinyl Drive.
Hey.
Hey, Carl.
I'm tired. It's midnight and I want to drive some vinyl.
The best thing I like to listen to when I go to sleep is a vinyl, because when it gets to the end of the record, it just stops.
Yeah.
When you put a CD in, it just goes on repeat, the same song, over and over again. The first track, and I want to play the next one, I have to print next. I don't know what's going on with that thing.
Yeah.
The thing's the work of the devil.
Yeah.
The A-track is cool, too. I put the A-track in, it goes on, but it just keeps going and on, plays the whole album over and over,
over and over.
It gets makes me go crazy.
Yeah.
So if anything, I have to get up and turn it off. That's why I really like these midnight vinyls.
Here we go. We got another one with you here.
This is Neil Young with Tell Me Why, followed by Bachman Turner Overdrive.
Sailing hardships through broken harbors, out on the waves in the night. Still a searcher must ride the dark horse, racing along in his fright. Tell me why. Tell me why. Is it hard to make arrangements with yourself when you're old enough to repay but young enough to sell? tell me why. Is it hard to make arrangements with yourself when you're old enough to repay but young enough to sell?
And not care where you are.